Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 20th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Tropical cyclones and acute coronary syndromes. A Chinese nationwide study. The association between tropical cyclone exposure and acute coronary syndrome incidence is a critical area of cardiovascular research, particularly within developing nations such as China. This line of inquiry demonstrates that environmental stressors are important, albeit understudied, contributors to acute coronary syndromes. Understanding these links provides a framework for developing targeted public health interventions and early warning systems in vulnerable regions. This research highlights the clinical importance of considering environmental factors in cardiovascular event prediction. Article number 2. Wisdom of the crowd. Ensuring the justness and validity of group decision-making in solid organ transplant. Group decision-making in solid organ transplant is critical for complex, high-stakes decisions, improving quality by pooling information and minimizing individual cognitive biases. However, this process can lead to poor outcomes if not properly implemented, especially given that many health professionals lack formal training in such methodologies. Effective group decision-making requires structured approaches to ensure justness and validity, thereby enhancing patient and societal outcomes. This underscores the need for formalized training in transplant decision protocols. Article number 3. Coronary plaque progression after androgen deprivation therapy in men with prostate cancer, a randomized clinical trial. Androgen deprivation therapy for men with prostate cancer carries a significant association with cardiovascular morbidity. A key clinical question revolves around whether gonadotropin-releasing hormone agonists or antagonists differ in their impact on coronary atherosclerosis progression. This area of research demonstrates concerns about accelerated coronary atherosclerosis in patients receiving androgen deprivation therapy. Understanding these differential effects is crucial for optimizing treatment strategies and mitigating cardiovascular risks in this patient population. Article number 4. Clinical factors and biomarkers during pregnancy and risk of cardiovascular disease. Pregnancy serves as a natural and informative cardiovascular stress test, offering a crucial window to assess a woman's long-term cardiovascular disease risk. Clinical measures and biomarkers obtained during pregnancy have demonstrated potential in identifying women at elevated risk for future cardiovascular disease. Leveraging these insights from pregnancy encounters can inform tailored risk stratification and preventative strategies for women globally. This approach offers a novel pathway for early identification and intervention to mitigate the leading cause of death among women. Article number 5. Discharge neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio and its trajectory as predictors of 30-day outcomes in acute heart failure. The neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio, or NLR, and its in-hospital trajectory were comprehensively assessed as predictors of 30-day outcomes after acute decompensated heart failure hospitalization. This retrospective cohort study of 6,784 discharges confirmed the prognostic value of discharge NLR, classified as less than 5 versus 5 or greater. Results showed that the NLR trajectory during hospitalization provided critical insights into patient risk beyond just the admission measurement. This demonstrates the NLR is a valuable biomarker for refining risk stratification and guiding care in acute heart failure. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.